The February 2025 Seven Sister Communique. One holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. The image is of children holding hands, looking at a beautiful sky and the sun setting. And the quote, "So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another," Romans 12:5. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ, who in this Jubilee year live as exemplary pilgrims of hope. Let us not grow weary in our witness of love and hope-filled anticipation. Graces in abundance are awaiting everyone. Whether scurrying in serving others or quietly sitting, grandmothers are ever observant. When they speak, all ears listen, or ought to listen. During our young family years, in a kind yet compelling way, my mother-in-law would sometimes call to one of our children and in the next breath simply add, "That is not very becoming of a young man or woman." Fully adopted into the family of God through baptismal waters, our lives attract kind and just observation, too, of our Heavenly Father, for whom truly nothing escapes His sight. St. Francis de Sales encourages a heightened awareness of God's constant gaze. Quote, "Consider what God does and what you are doing. You will see His eyes turned toward you and constantly fixed on you with incomparable love." Unquote. Seven sisters have unique opportunities to not only acknowledge our blessed status as daughters of God, but also as sisters to those baptized to be our brothers in Christ and then ordained as our priestly fathers too. Our faith is a family affair wrought by the eternal desire of the Father, redemptive work of the Son, and renewing work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity stirs and guides a yearning toward living in harmony with others. The Holy Family is held as perfect model of selfless serving of one another. Coexisting as brothers and sisters in Christ proposes a responsibility to and for one another. While a central Christian tenet is to love all others as ourselves, our spiritual family bears a special duty. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. From Galatians 6, verse 10. The apostolate's God-given invitation arrived literally, bearing a title that included the word sisters. The orientation of our prayer thus received its signet, to know, love, and serve our brothers in Christ. We are called as sisters, not mothers, nor neighbors, nor bystanders, but family. We come alongside priests and bishops in prayer, special prayer for special brothers who hold a special sonship with God and union with Jesus. Following His baptism and announcement of sonship, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to affirm His divine sonship against the attacks of Satan. Our priestly brothers, who are eternally grafted into the priesthood of Jesus Christ, undergo varying degrees of this same recurrent trial of challenge from Satan. In the deserts of their places of service, in the deserts of their hearts and minds, fundamentally, we are poised to strengthen our brothers in Christ through quiet sacrifices, fasting, and prayers. Scripture reminds that the desert places find a mingling with the heavens. Hope reigns. Our prayers can serve to mystically support our brothers in Christ, who so often and so intensely undergo this central and fierce battle of their earthly journey, to remember they are children of God, sons of the Father. What a coup if a priest or bishop succumbs to the battle and forfeits or minimizes his heavenly sonship. Our sisterly prayers beseech sanctity for our brothers in Christ, which at the core serve to preserve that they maintain their identity as a child of God with full inheritance. The combat is also ours. as we quiet our hearts to listen to God, who forever whispers, "You are my beloved child," and to embrace this truth, our souls are helped and our prayers set to be fortified for our brothers in Christ. We are co-heirs with the Son, royal siblings helping to fortify his kingdom on earth, draw others to it, and together anticipate sharing the reward in heaven. Scripture carries the beautiful, consistent story and language of family, calling us often to brotherly love. We are recognized and marked by this love, which is Christ's love. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13, verses 34-35. Scripture passages are often prefaced and addressed specifically to brothers and sisters. Let us intentionally pay closer attention, perhaps gaining a bit of guidance regarding our prayers for our brothers in Christ. These truths of Christ are for both of us. Annually, on May 2nd in the USA, Sibling Day is assigned to celebrate the unique relationships of brothers and sisters. It was established by a woman who, after her brother's passing, sensed she did not adequately tell him while he was living what he meant to her and how she loved him. As Christians, our sibling day can be every day. We hold rich opportunities through our prayers to frequently extend our love and appreciation for our brothers in Christ, who are also our fathers. Grandma Howe was also generous with her praises of our children, but it was her wisdom in recognizing and confronting things that might harm our children that continues to impress. Love compelled her words. At the depth, she desired our children to become the man and woman they were destined to be. As sisters in Christ, let us continue to entrust our brothers in Christ to God's will, that they may become all that God desires. Our noble way is through the serenity and confidence of our holy hours. May our actions please God's constant gaze. Together, let us love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. From Romans 12, verse 10. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble. St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted. St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them? Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Signed, Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Phone number 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota 55127. Email address 7sistersapostolate@gmail.com. SEVENSISTERSAPOSTOLATE@gmail.com. Seven Sisters, in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome, new groups that registered in January to cover more priests in daily prayer, additional groups in Canada, from Alberta, British Columbia, and Ontario, Gabon, Africa, France, Portugal, Washington, D.C., and these USA states, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Washington. Currently, over 4,600 groups in 6 continents, 35 countries, all 50 USA states. Our sure mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar, Saturday, the 15th of March, at the Spiritual Life Center in Wichita, Kansas, a day of reflection and renewal, Mass, lunch, confessions, and relics, the topic, Getting to Know the Tri-Patrons. Contact Carmen at, her email is 7sisterswichitaks@gmail.com. SevenSistersWichitaKS@gmail.com. Next, Saturday, the 31st of May, the 4th Annual Spring Retreat at the Archbishop Brunette Retreat Center, Federal Way, Washington, begins with 9 a.m. Mass, including talks, fellowship, confessions, adoration, and lunch, ends at 3. Contact Holly, her email address, 7sistersseattle@gmail.com. If you're able to come on Friday evening, there will be Vespers, social hour, and Saturday breakfast if staying overnight. On Wednesday, the 11th of June, Commitment Day Retreat with Most Reverend Brendan Cahill, St. Mary's in Victoria, Texas, begins at 11 a.m. Adoration, talks, Holy Mass, and potluck. Contact Conchita. Her email address, 7sistersvictoria@gmail.com. And to quality apostolate t-shirts, short and long-sleeved, and hoodies, eye-catching monstrance design, go to www.bonfire.com/seven-sistersapostolate or contact by email 7sistersseattle@gmail.com. Matters of the Heart. From Joan in Indiana. I love the newest holy card, both the beautiful picture and the prayer. I also want to thank you for the December newsletter. I always enjoy them, but this one touched my heart and changed the way I pray. I was very regimented in praying my hour. I took Father de Cassade's advice and yours. I used the psalm from the Mass that day and prayed this for Father. I really sensed the Lord leading me in my prayer. I am encouraged to now expectantly listen to how God leads me in the hour. From Joan in Indiana, I have grown in my appreciation of other priests and dearly love my hour of prayer. It extends to frequent thoughts and prayer for my priest and for 7 sisters. From Sherry in North Dakota, I truly love praying for Father each week and look forward to the hour. I'm so much closer to God than I could have imagined. It's granted so many graces in my life. I've also gotten to know my 7 sisters. We go to lunch in the summer. From Gail in New Jersey, through 7 sisters, I now have a title for something I have been doing for decades. That is, praying for our priests and nurturing them when needed. I just love our priests. From Rose in Tennessee, I am so thankful for the graces received while praying. I pray for the Lord to place a song in my heart and in the heart of my pastor, so in our way we could bring his joy to others. From Julie in Maryland, even after just 2 of my Saturday sessions, I am seeing how many graces have begun flowing from my holy hours. I found the best time to go to our chapel is while the 5 p.m. Vigil Mass is going on in the church across from the pastoral center where the chapel is located. I have never found such peace and silence. When I got ready to leave, I saw that I'd actually been there almost 2 hours. I practically had to tear myself away. When I got home, I found I had all Saturday evening to prepare for one of the Sunday morning Masses. from Lily in South Dakota. I love this ministry. It's helped me so much with intentional prayer. From Adele in Pennsylvania, I have some exciting news. My son, 19 years old, subbed for a seven sister who was ill last week. He is now extremely interested in this apostolate and has discerned a call to start the Fasting Brothers. He has already recruited two other young men, so 3 days are covered. He plans to talk to more men this Sunday at coffee hour. He himself has already begun his fasting day. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M., offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis, no names known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy. Email elijahshelpers@gmail.com or her cell 612-756-1107. She will help. Also, we have the Pro Pace, Latin for Peace groups. In November 2024, an opportunity opened to pray for the souls of priests in purgatory. Groups of seven are to band together. The commitment for each intercessor will be to attend Holy Mass on one's unique day each week and offer one's personal Mass intentions and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. Anchoress, the registration forms are on the website. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters' Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp Bearers. Lamp Bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. may also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org. And please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate. And in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.